this week, we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. This is when we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. Turn up the party, turn up the party. Party, party, turn up the party. Hey! Everybody, it is July 22nd, 2021. This is Podcasting After Dark with your hosts, Dave and Dave and Chris. And we're here to set your mood so you can fall asleep to a sensual sound of belches and, farts and other things. So, what's happening, guys? How you doing tonight?
What's up, man? How was your game?
It was fine. I asked if we could leave an hour ago. We could not, apparently. I asked if bedtime could happen without me. It could not, apparently. So getting started a little later. But the good news is there's only three of us, so it should go pretty quick, right?
Like, can we leave early? No. How about me leave? And then they would have been like, yeah, I'm taking these boys with me.
Yeah, that's what the whole night I was like, I'll just take him over here. We're going to go hang out on this field. We'll do this. We'll do this. I'll take him. We'll take them both. I'll take him. Do this. And then the audacity of getting home and it's okay. We're always left by ourselves. I'm like, what the fuck? Are you kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me? Oh my God. I wanted to blow a gasket, but I'm doing my best. Doing my best. So, you know, breathe out the negative energy. Breathe in the good old stuff and all that. So.
The good stuff.
Good old
basement
stuff.
Fumes. The basement fumes.
How was your guys' day? Huh? Do anything fun?
Not a lot of fun. Just work. Nothing too crazy. It was, you know, a pretty good day. Yeah. The possibly the greatest movie of all time is going to come out.
Possibly. Has the potential to be.
That trailer was so fucking good. I watched it so many times. I watched it and I was like, watch this, watch this. And Tiffany's like, I don't even know what's going on. I don't even know. Why does everyone fight? I'm like, well, where do I start? So these guys built robots. And then those robots rebelled. That's not even in the book. Don't even worry about that. That's not going to matter.
So it's the Matrix?
That takes place,
like, no.
That takes place like 6,000 years before this even happened.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. We're a year late in that, too, but it's still going to be fun.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Oh, yeah. That trailer was just, it's a 3-minute trailer. Nobody releases 3-minute trailers.
I know.
It was so good, though. Holy crap.
People are like, don't watch the trailer. It's gonna show you the whole movie. And I'm like, no, dude. You don't understand. There's intrigue on intrigue on intrigue. There's so many layers. It's like an onion.
Plans within plans.
And it's funny, like, how, like, even when people said, like, oh man, like that original 82 movie, it's nothing like the book and stuff like that. But then you're like, it used some of the same, like, dialogue, and you're like, oh, well, that dialogue's from the book, so that's, you know, it's like, it does better than people, I think, give it credit for.
Oh,
because
sure.
I love that movie.
Yeah, because when you come up with a concept that's cool, but kind of not really what the book concept is, people are like, hey, wait, that's not what I envisioned. Like, okay, but that's what I envisioned, so it doesn't really matter anymore.
Yeah.
Hey, man, where'd you get that shirt? I like that shirt.
Which one?
The one you're wearing.
My wife bought it.
All right, just telling you, I like your shirt, man.
I think she probably got it from Kohl's.
Well, I mean, obviously. Yeah. But... All right.
Yeah, yeah. It's like one of the few shirts I have that does not have something on it. It's weird.
Now, Dune is legendary. Is that the
yes
house? So, who's releasing? Like, is that a? Only
HBO.
A theater release, or is it HBO?
No, HBO.
It's
yeah.
an HBO thing too, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Fuck. All right. I would like to see that movie in the theater.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's getting harder and harder to justify it, you know? Like, it's like, hey, you pay for HBO anyways. Do you want to watch it? Like, yeah, but I want to
see
it
in the
theater.
Yeah, but that's like my second watching.
Yeah, I know.
Like, I like to watch things and then watch them again. because I need to absorb like it in the second watching.
Yeah, I was actually thinking about that for Black Widow. Actually, today I was like, maybe I should just buy that too, since I've seen it. Amy hasn't, but I want to watch it again. And then I'm kind of like supporting them, kind of, but mostly just giant corporations. But I like giant corporations as much as the next guy. So I don't know. Yeah, Dune looks great. I can't wait. I'm excited. Been excited for a long time. I hope it doesn't. Do you guys think so? It was done a year ago. Do you think they changed anything in post-production where they're like, you know what? We got a year. Let's go back and tweak some shit and change it up and make it look prettier. Or you think they're just like, it's in the can, just fucking ship it?
That
Maybe
director's
some effects.
like French Canadian, so I bet you he's been like watching it like he's probably watched it like 70 times, like and just gone like, I don't know if I cut like 1 second off this shot, it makes the whole like back half of the movie flow better, and you're like, okay, dude, cool,
More power to you.
right?
Yeah.
But
All right. I was just curious because they have the time. I mean, shit.
right, yeah.
Maybe the guy's working on something else now. I don't know. Probably. Like, they do that, right?
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
But Chris, what can you tell me about 14th century France?
What do you mean?
Specifically, the last sanctioned duel in France's history.
I didn't know that was a thing.
So, there's a movie coming out called The Last Duel. It's a Ridley Scott movie, and it stars both Matt Damon and the Fleck and Adam Driver. It's basically this guy says, hey, this guy's wife says, hey, you were gone doing something, and this guy who's your friend who was came and raped me, and he was all like, whoa, that's not cool. And they basically, had a whole thing, and it was a last thing where it's like they had to duel, or they basically they chose to duel, and whoever died was, basically guilty in God's eyes. It's I guess it was the last thing that like it happens, and but if the guy's what the guy whose wife said like said that he was raped her, if her husband died, she would also die by being burned alive at the stake because she told a falsehood.
Wait, what does this have to do with 14th century France?
It took place in France between like a knight named Jean de Carrouse and his friend and squire named Jacques Legris.
And they were
It's
French, or because France
yes, they
back
were French.
then, that's actually what I did my thesis on.
I know.
So, like, France was fucked up. It wasn't really France, right? So,
Right.
where I'd be interested to see where it takes place, and also what.
Yes, I know. Okay.
Huh. Okay. Who's in this movie? Matt Damon and Jean-Luc Picard?
Matt Damon and plays Jean de Carrouge something French, Jean de French,
Jean
I call him.
DeFrance.
Right, and like the Fleck plays
Oh shit, the
a count.
Fleck's in it.
Yeah, a count Pierre de Alcon.
Okay.
And then the other Adam Driver plays a squire who was a squire of that of the Norman knight who whatever the Damon plays, and his wife like he was gone, and like basically his wife said, hey, while you were gone, the squire raped me. He's like, fuck, I didn't rape you. It
Okay.
looks fucking good, man. It looks
I
like
don't
super
know.
good.
What's it called?
The Last Duel.
Okay. Two things I thought of. One, I think they should just call it fucking How Do You Like Them Apples 2, because that'd be
Right. Yep.
amazing.
All right.
And three, it would really be actually be kind of interesting if one of them was like supporting Henry the Sixth, and one of them was supporting the Dauphin, and one was like in Burgundy and interests and stuff. I think it would be kind of cool. And then you'd be like, there's a lot of political intrigue and stuff going on at that time. That would be pretty neat. And then
And
everybody would be
I
like,
don't know.
no, everybody would be like, we don't care, Chris. Just show us if Matt Damon can beat Ben Affleck in a fight.
But I guess, yes. I guess they tried to film as much in France as possible. But I mean, they did have to film some other places. Like,
And
but they were like in Burgundy, France. They tried to film there in a castles.
When did the movie come out?
October 15th.
Oh, it's my birthday movie. Woo!
I know, and that's why I was like, historical French, this guy, it's made for you.
Huh, that's
I
cool.
mean, you might find out, you'll be like, ugh. I'm sorry, this was incorrect. Sorry, it's incorrect.
Crossbows? Are you kidding me with this
But then you can
shit?
just remember, you can just go, hey, maybe that's not this, we're just actually watching a variant Earth
Yes,
of where this happened.
it's the it's
All,
the
no matter what, all history is now
it's
variants.
the loophole for really bad writing, really shitty writing. Like,
Yep.
what? No, this is a
Yep.
different Earth. This is Earth 674. You don't know.
Yeah, you don't know. Get out of here.
Yeah, that looks cool. That's interesting. I would pay to see that, and I probably will have to pay to see it. Is it a theatrical release?
Yeah, just theatrical. Yeah.
Huh.
Cause
Okay. When's the last project they did together? Other than fucking How Do You Like Them Apples?
I think that might be it.
Really? That's
Yeah,
weird.
because they didn't appear on screen together. I mean, they were both in the reboot, Jane and Silent Bob reboot, but
That's
they didn't
right.
appear on screen together. Yeah. So this is the last, this is the I think Jane and Silent Bob Strike Back is the last time they appeared on screen together.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, I think you're
Yeah.
right. But that begs the question, why have we not had a Jason Bourne Batman crossover by now? I mean, I know they're different universes, but I would watch it.
But are they?
Yeah, exactly, right?
Yep, exactly. That I guess there's He-Man comes out tomorrow.
Yeah, comes out at
Yeah.
midnight.
Yep, that
First
yeah, that got it.
episodes.
And people, they were like eight. They were like, it's great. It's really good. They think it's really good.
Yeah, it's
So I was
getting
like,
a lot of
that's
good reviews. Even some of the haters have come out and said that they liked it.
Who,
I
who's
just
a
don't.
hater before
Like,
you
I
see
don't
it? Like,
know.
I
It's like,
don't
yeah.
like, and I don't like
Oh my God.
anything.
Everything says it's all about Teela. I hate it.
Why don't you wait till you watch it and formulate your own opinion, you asshole? Oh my
Yeah.
God, let's talk about. Can we talk about assholes real quick? Just real quick.
Yes. Yep.
Ooh. I need to vent a little bit about assholes because Dave 2 is right there.
I'll
I was getting a soft pretzel and popcorn for Amy today with the boys. I had the boys that time too, and I gave Leander the popcorn, and I gave Adonis the cheese, and I had the fucking pretzel. I was walking down the steps of the stadium. I was ahead of them in case they fall, they run into me. And there's these this guy like with his group. I think he's waiting to sit down, but he's just standing there like halfway in both aisles. And I'm getting around him, and he fucking like flinches and knocks my pretzel down the fucking steps. And I glared at him, and he just looked at me. And so I put the boys. We had three more steps to put the boys down. I was walking back. I was like, "You got anything to say to me?" And he was like, "What?" And I was like, "You knocked my fucking pretzel down. You're just gonna glare at me?" "Well, you just glared at me." "Yeah, 'cause you knocked my fucking pretzel down." He said, "Sorry." I was like, "Yeah, you sound really fucking convincing." Oh my God, I was so fucking annoyed. Like he just looked at me like, "What? What? What? Oh, what?" All right. Number two. We're in the little green area. The boys are playing with the games in there. There's like a giant Connect Four thing, right? And
Yes.
they're having fun. They're putting the Connect Four pieces down, what have you. And there's this little kid that's like two. He wanders over, fucking stumbles over. His dad's watching him, and he pulls the shit so that the Connect Four piece falls onto Adonis's hand. Adonis comes over holding his hand, yelling and crying because it's late and he's fucking got a little hurt. And I looked at the guy and I said, "It's okay. He's a little kid. It's his dad should be watching him." And the guy just looked at me, kept drinking his beer. Now, I, in that situation, would be like, "Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, buddy, we don't do that. We don't want to hurt people." He just kind of kept looking at me. Like, what? What would we do? What would we do? And he saw the whole fucking thing. It's like
Right.
nobody has any goddamn common decency at the Metrodome. And it really, Metrodome. You know what I'm talking about. God damn it.
Yeah. You know why? I think it's sports.
Oh, maybe it is.
Not
I
enough common
just.
decency in sports anymore.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. I know. I think it's. It, dude, it's, it doesn't take but a second to say, like, hey, man, sorry about that. Hey, don't do this thing. This thing, it wasn't. Like, the thing is, it wasn't about the pretzel. Hitting the
No,
ground, you're like,
I
nah,
didn't
no, that
fucking
wasn't
care.
about it. It was,
And it
yeah. You
did.
say, hey, man, I'm sorry I hit you. It was an accident. I didn't mean to.
And it's not
You
like
know?
it's not like it fell to the ground. I'd eat that shit. Yeah. It flung and went down all the steps and like almost onto the field. And the fact that he just glared at me like, what? How I act in public. Oh, God. Right. Fucking. Anyways, what were we talking about? Oh, yeah. He-Man. He-Man comes out. Yeah, looks interesting. I will actually watch it even though it's animated.
Okay, so I'm going to see how much I can watch tomorrow before I have to leave.
Where are you going?
You can fucking crush it in.
Oh, you're traveling. You're going to Columbus with Hannah, right? Work Hannah, not real Hannah. We understand.
Yes, Columbus, yes.
Which, by the way, Columbus. I won't be here Tuesday. Breaking news. Okay. So you can come over and hang out, but I won't be here. Thursday, I'm going to work my magic best I can to connect with you guys, but I don't really know how to fucking connect through the woods, but I'm going to do my best, all right?
Where are you going to be in the woods?
I don't know. Lake Isle Man or something.
Oh, this is the big family thing, right?
I don't know. There's going to be family there. I'm not
long family with your parents or with your mom.
I'm not invited to.
Oh, okay.
I'm not invited to make plans. I'm just invited to go along. So that's what I'm doing.
No, why? You know why you're there, right? Watch these boys.
Pretty much.
I need to lay down.
I am running some D&D campaigns for the kids, so we'll see how that goes.
Whoa, really?
Yeah. I was like,
you're basically like giving them drugs.
No, these are fucking like millennial, or these are internet instant gratification kids. I'm going to be like, all right, you find yourself, okay, you're from a farm. On this farm, there's wheat. And like, show us the farm. You got to use your imagination. What's imagination? So we'll see how long it lasts. I give it an hour. Maybe some of the older kids, 2 hours. I don't know. I'm going to let the boys be cheetahs. So, you know.
They're going to be cheetahs?
They want to be cheetahs.
All right.
Oh, dude, they make cat people. They're fine. Yeah. They're literally run fast, well, that, like what they do.
I mean, all they're going to be doing is they can't take it more than 10 minutes at a time. So I'll be like, cheetah, get in here. And they'll run in and they'll do their cheetah thing and they'll run out. So it'll be fine.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah. I'll cheetah, let you know how it goes. Yeah. Part of me is looking forward to it. Part of me is not. So we'll see.
Yeah.
All right. What else is in the world? What's going on? What did you guys see? Did you find anything interesting?
I haven't seen anything.
No. Like, well, I watch. You know, basically they're making a Witcher anime thing, like just a movie, an animated movie that's going to come out. You know, and talk about like Witcher's 100 or some years beforehand. So it's like it's interesting. That's cool.
Yeah, but can't you also have like a character from the other show because of time travel and stuff and weird things?
Not time travel, but because they're old.
Time jumps. Yes. Yeah, time jumps.
Yes.
Sorry.
Because they live to be really old too. It's all like, you know, it's they stop aging the same way. So yes, and I think it's actually like Geralt's like his teacher. Is like a young version in there. So
actually, I don't remember a lot about the show. I'd have to remember. Like, I have to read a catch me up or something to remember. I remember there's time, different things. And then there's the one lady, and she's doing things in the tower and magic, and then he's doing shit. And that's what I remember. Yeah,
it's three separate stories that all converge in separate ways. Like, fucking wizards are fucking dicks.
Wait, isn't that other movie that Amy or show that Amy wants me to watch, but I can't watch till she reads one more book?
Yeah, there are. Yeah, oh, it's basically Wizards
of Shadow and Bone.
Yeah, Wizards of Dicks.
Wizards of Dicks.
Apparently,
like,
Wizards are always dicks.
Like, that would be great, man. It's like it would be fun for them to happen. Like, the only wizard that's ever kind of nice is like Gandalf, and he's not even really a wizard. He's probably just like a really good like fighter. Who's also like got like a couple illusionary skills.
Well, and he's a dick because he likes to run off and leave you.
Yeah, but I mean, no, he'll show up and be like, "Fly, you fools!" And then like he fights giant guys. He's attacking probably about 4 times every 6 seconds, so he's definitely a fighter.
Yeah, Elminster. We need Elminster. He seemed like a nice guy. His pipe was always like casting spells on people. We need him.
Yeah.
He was always a jerk. It'd be good to have him.
Yeah.
That's my one thing about the like, if that movie, from what all we tell, the D&D movie is going to take place within the Forgotten Realms, like,
It's in production right
Yeah,
now.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, how is it going to be like, how is it like, it's like, oh, it better be lower level stuff, because if it is world, like, giant world ending things, why wouldn't the fucking, oh shoot, there's seven sisters that are really powerful. They can go fucking take that over. There's Elminster. There's a million other guys who can fight the end of the world things.
Yeah, why did we not see some Eternals help out against Thanos? Exactly, same thing.
Because they couldn't.
Elminster was off on another plane fighting a bigger evil.
Yeah,
The
like if
seven
he just says,
sisters were all having
"Whoa,
seven
I
orgy
just got back from
sex.
hell." He just said that. If he says like, "I was in hell," and you'd be like, "Oh shit, Elminster
So
was in hell." Remember that?
do you think they cast Chris Pine as Dritz then, or is
Wow,
he the
he's
voice
gonna,
of Guinevere?
no, if they're gonna play anyone, they're gonna get Ken Jeong, Chang, Professor Chang is like, "Look at me,
That'd be pretty
I'm
sweet.
a dark elf." That would be so dumb, and I would laugh. Yeah, other than that, like, there's not a lot of like, it's gonna be like, because we're coming up on whatever, isn't Comic Con that's coming up? Like, it's all the at home stuff, I think, though.
But yeah, I would say, isn't it Comic Con without almost all the big people? Like, they're all like,
Yes.
we're not gonna do shit. We got our own stuff now.
Yes, everyone is
We
like
got
big enough where they do their own
D23
things.
and we got fucking DC Dome and we got Blizzard Con and nobody's going to Nerdfest anymore.
Blizzard. Activision Blizzard.
Yeah, so riddle me a riddle about that. I heard some rumblings, but I didn't really see anything that I can comment on. So if anybody did, let me know something about their corporate structure or something, or I don't know.
So the state of California has filed lawsuit against Activision Blizzard for charges of harassment and gender bias and a whole bunch of stuff having to deal with the culture within their company. On the record comments from past employees, including many women, about how they were treated there, how they were passed up for promotions when their performance record outpaced those that that got the promotion or were hired into positions that should never have been hired into those type of positions. So the state of California went through and filed a large lawsuit against them over that.
Wait, on behalf of somebody, or can a state just sue you for on behalf of somebody
Yeah,
else, or for bad
pretty much
business
they're breaking
practices,
like
or?
business practices that the state has set aside or something like that.
Well,
It's something. The state is leading the charge. That's all I could get out of
I
it.
mean, my friend Ryan isn't here, but I'm pretty sure he would give us a technical and nuanced experience or expertise discussion on why women are not as good coders as men. He firmly believes that. And he would tell us. He'd tell us why. It has something to do with the boobs getting in the way or something. I don't remember what he said off the
Right.
record, but he said something like that. Send your comments to treacheroust3@hotmail.73.com. Yeah.
Right. I think it was tabs versus space bar.
That's what it was. Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I don't like jumping to conclusion mat things, so
Yeah.
I'd
I
like
mean,
to see exactly everything.
Activision came out and they were like, "Hey, this is based off an incomplete report. There's more to come." They've should not have filed this yet, so they're obviously in backup mode. But in today's cancel culture, people already jumping the gun. I think there's three or four servers on World of Warcraft that have now are doing like in-game sit downs and protests.
I'm gonna give you money continuously to protest you.
No, they've can't see so they've canceled their subscriptions, but they still have time,
Okay.
left to play. So they're just logging in and sitting in one spot and just having their character sit there. So.
Yeah, like I said, I like to reserve judgment till I hear other things. That being said, I have heard from like four or five people who've worked for Blizzard in the past, like usually as like streamers and stuff, who have said they've treated them like shit. And it's not just they're all male in this situation, but it was stuff like, and it was professional League of Legends players, a few of them, where they were talking about how they at one point they were playing Hearthstone, and Blizzard said, "Hey, if you're going to play Hearthstone and you're going to try making money, you can't play any other games." And they were like, okay, fuck you, we'll play other games. But that's the kind of mentality that comes out of Blizzard. So, and that's been a long time. I've heard that for a long time.
Yeah, And like, you know, it's probably, it's been pervasive probably when it was like, when it started off and it was just like, oh, cool, it's like whatever, you know, a bunch of friends started the company together and like, let's build games. And then that culture of like, hey, we're super laid back. Everyone loves working here because we're super laid back. We don't have, we don't do any of the same kind of rules everybody does. And then it just becomes part of a dumb culture. And then they start getting people who need, you know, like, want a little structure in there. And it's just like, you know, like we need some structure in here. We need like some structure. We need some basic guidelines, some boundaries and stuff like that. Like, hey, back in the day, it was cool to have a few beers at lunch. That's cool because everyone was working in such a small group. But now it's like, oh, cool. Old Chuck over there is drinking a six pack this morning and is talking about like fucking goats right now. Sure, he does his work, but that makes the other 27 people in his department not be able to get their work because he's fucking blasted, you know?
Yeah, you're right. And even if it's just a, I don't know. Like it's, like you said, if it's a culture of this is the way we do shit because we've always done it that way and that's how we grew up and we never wanted to grow up.
Right, yeah.
But, you know, we made a game and people fucking loved it. And then we made another game and people fucking loved it. And then we got so big that, you know, it honestly sounds like it's more of an asshole culture than a sexist culture. But I'm sure in today's state, they'll just twist it whatever way they want. Or maybe it also is. It could be both. I have no idea.
Yes.
I don't work there.
Yeah, and it's like, the thing is, it could be an asshole culture, and the assholes don't realize what they're doing is also sexist and fucking homophobic and all this stuff. They don't realize, it's just like, that's what we do, man, we make fucking gay jokes all the time. It's fucking hilarious.
That is true, yeah, you're right.
Or like, and they fucking, you know what their biggest thing is? I think it was at the very bottom, Dave, if you watch, is like, they like to knock pretzels out of people's hands all the way downstairs.
Oh my god, I would, if you could prove that to me, I would charter a flight to Blizzard headquarters and break in there and start with pretzels and just start firing them at people.
Well, it became the pretzel slapping competition. I mean,
sons of bitches. I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know. Yeah.
What do you got? What do you got? Anything? I guess they are making a Batgirl movie. Also with the Static Shock movie, Solo, that will premiere on HBO Max. There, I guess Warner Brothers is making 20 movies specifically just for the streaming platform.
Now, hang on. I thought, wasn't Batgirl going to be a series? Or was
Batwoman.
That was Batwoman. Oh, Batwoman's its own thing, yes. Blah, blah, blah.
Okay, hang on. There's a Batwoman and a Batgirl? When does she grow up and become Batwoman? Is that what happens?
No.
I know. I'm
so,
just kidding.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Yes.
So and there's 16 Robins and.
Basically, what they want to do is they're going to say, like, they're going to do their smaller, less budget, riskier endeavors and stuff like that. They can put to HBO Max. So it's like, so they can do, like, smaller budget their stuff onto HBO Max. Their smaller superhero stuff.
What do you think that means by smaller budget? Like, 30 million? 50 million?
I say 30 to 50, right in that range. I think that's, but they would be comfortable. I bet you they'd be super comfortable if someone says, like, I can make this for 25 million bucks.
Hmm. Okay. I mean, yeah, it's fine. I'm sure I'll watch them. So, especially if they're on HBO and they're not going to go to theater, I mean, I'll watch them. I wonder if there's a worry about making too many of those because. I'll give you an example. There was a time where I would consume pretty much anything that Marvel or DC threw at me. I thought it was interesting.
Right. Yep.
But you run out of time, especially fucking CW shit, right? You ran out of time to watch everything. But it's also true with like the smaller things. Like I could probably name 3 or 4 different comic-based TV shows that I never watched and I wanted to. Fucking the Nightwing show is one of them. And if you get too many of those, if they're movies, they're pretty easy to digest. You take 2 hours, you deal with it. But TV shows, that's a commitment. So I wonder if so these are all movies you said they're going to make? Or
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Oh, and the other one was like Swamp Thing. They made Swamp Thing. I wouldn't mind watching Swamp Thing, but I know
Oh, so
that
good.
I know they made one season, and then they're like, "We spent all our money. Let's not. We're done." I'll probably never watch that. So.
Yeah, and it's definitely like the superhero shows, at least the CW stuff, it's just too many episodes.
Yeah.
If they come at me and say like the Mar what I love about the Marvel shows is not only are they Marvel shows, but they're like, how many episodes this season? Six. I'm
Six,
like,
eight.
I can deal. Six is fucking comfortable. Six, I feel like is comfortable. I'm like if someone's, like it's like watching a it's. Yeah, I could sit down if I had no one bugging me. I could do like six in a day, and I'd be like, "All right, that's not bad."
Even the DC shows that are on HBO, like Titans, Swamp Thing, and Doom Patrol, they're 12 at most. I mean, that's digestible.
Are they hours
You
though?
know.
Yeah.
Well, 45 minutes.
Yeah, sure. But so that's still right on the, like, we don't have Ryan here to talk about what it means to watch shows. And for him, I think if I say to him, there's six episodes or 45 minutes each, that's more likely to draw him in than say there's 12 episodes or 15 or 20. Because then he's going to be like, shit, that's a commitment. But you're right. Six you could do in a day. If the family went away, you got the day off, you can fucking crack open a 2 liter or something and have some chips. You could sit down in front of your TV or computer or other viewing instrument and get that shit done quick and be happy to have done it.
Yeah, exactly. And it's funny, like how I mean, definitely it's because I've gotten older and gotten less, like at the same amount of time, but I fill it with other things, like, take care of family, do other things, all that stuff. But like when you had less time, I was like, I remember doing dumb stuff and be like, when Netflix would send you discs and be like, yeah, fuck it, I'll watch the first, I'll just start Supernatural and I'll just fucking keep having them send me discs and I'll be like, you just watch a whole season, like 22 episodes. Fuck it, I don't care. What else am I doing with my time? Or
Yeah.
you play a video game. What do you play? Oh, I got a game for and I started the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Started it. Went to sleep, woke up, went to my parents' house for Thanksgiving, ate, went home, came home, played that game for the next Thursday night, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and just like, oh, cool, what'd you put in there? I put like 38 hours in this game this weekend. Yeah. Like, yeah, it's just my time is more valuable because I feel it. So I want to some quality things, not quantity anymore. So, yeah, 6 to 8 episodes feels like great. Feels perfect to me.
I would agree with that.
And, yeah.
Even though when I see Loki six episodes, I'm like, what? Six fucking episodes? Come on.
Yeah. I know. You do the same thing. You do the same thing. After you watch one and something super good, you're like, I watched fucking 20 of these. But then it's like, when you eat something real good, and you eat like a Marky Mark burger and you eat it, and you're like, it's fucking good. I could eat another one of these things. I don't really want another one right at that moment.
Yeah, I fucked up last night. I hadn't eaten all day. I was fucking hungry. And for dinner, me and Amy made nachos. We make nachos every now and then for dinner. I'd say once a week. That is our dinner, is nachos. And I think I make really fucking good nachos. They're basic and delicious. And then I ate them. And then I went downstairs. And an hour and a half later, I said to myself, I says, Chris, all you've had to eat today is nachos. You should go to Taco Bell. And I went to
Oh.
Taco Bell, and I was waiting in Taco Bell's line, and I said, Taco Bell, I'm just going to get a cheesy gordita thingy or a gordita thingy. And then I ordered it, and I was like, you know what? There's a box. Give me that box, but don't give me the drink. And they're like, cool. And I was like, I kind of want some chips. Throw some regular chips on there. And I was like, you know what? I really like Crunchwrap Supremes. Throw a Crunchwrap Supreme on there. And then I got home and I ate that food. And I said to myself, why did I eat that food? I did not. I was not that hungry. And I ended up being not happy for a long, long time.
Yeah, sometimes it's like that when I talk about, I'll be like, okay, I want this, and I'll eat the two things, and I'll be like, I'm feeling that's good, and I'm like, I can eat one more thing, and I eat like two bites, and I'm feeling really, I'm like, all right, I feel good, but then I'm like, fuck it, I'll just shove the last half down there, and I'm like,
I can finish
fuck, I
this.
really only wanted two more bites, and it would be perfect, but if I eat the whole thing, I don't feel good anymore. I'm just like, fuck, nope.
Yeah. I even said to myself, I was like, all right, you've eaten your Gordita thingy. You've eaten your Crunchwrap Supreme. Now you got your taco left. You know what? Set that taco aside, Chris. In an hour and a half, when you're a little bit peckish, eat that taco. No, just fucking shove it in your gullet right now and just see what happens. Oh, pain happens. I see. So I fucked up. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So they remember how they said, you know, John Wick 4, they're gonna make that and stuff like that, but they were gonna make the Continental about the hotel, you know, the series and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah.
They have now gone the way of not making it a series. They're going to make it more like how Sherlock was, where it was 3 90-minute episodes, but they were basically going to tell a complete movie story, and the next one is going to be connected and so on and so forth. So it's going to be three 90-minute episodes now,
Okay. I'm
and
assuming
each in
it's gonna
each,
have nothing to
yep.
do with what's his name? John Wick.
No, it takes place 40 years before the events and will focus on young Winston as he takes over the
Oh,
hotel, the Continental.
the
That
dude,
specific
okay.
one.
Yeah, well, probably, especially if it's only three movies, I'll watch it.
And they're trying to keep that tight budget, so they're going to be like each hour and a half episode is going to be 20 million. So it's like boom, boom, boom. So it's like they can keep it tight, and they can keep it, you know, keep the grounded action. So.
All right, that's cool. Yeah, that sounds fun.
Yeah, like that 3 hour and a half episodes? Cool. I'm down with that too.
You know, it's funny because we say how easy it is to digest a movie or 6 45-minute episodes. I would bet you guys 30 shillings, no, 30 shekels that Ryan has not finished Loki.
Oh,
No.
guaranteed.
He's watching Orphan Black, dude. Like, if he's not watching Orphan Black right now.
No, he's working.
No, he's
But.
playing a game that came out in 1978. Don't worry about it. He's not
Yeah.
done with it yet. Amy and I started watching White Lotus, I think it's called, on HBO.
Oh, the hotel one?
Yeah.
The weird. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't watched it. All I
Yeah.
heard was there's fucking some penis in it in the first episode, I
There is
think, right?
some full frontal. If you want something to watch with your wife, it's would probably fit the bill.
Okay.
It seems to be centered more on kind of the relationships and the women folk and stuff like that. So, and it's not in our universe. It's not in our universe, meaning comics, Star Trek, Star Wars. It's just something
Okay,
completely
okay.
on its own. I'm not suggesting
I
it
was
takes
hoping it
place in
was a
an
different,
alternate
like,
reality.
this is just, it's like, oh, it's actually on the inside of a Dyson sphere. I was like, oh, fucking what a twist. I didn't see that coming.
There is a because at the beginning it seems like they set up that the character you're supposed to like dies, and I don't think she. I think it's something. I think they're just pulling an M. Night on us. So I'm, but it's one of those week to week ones too. So you don't, you know,
Oh, okay.
it's HBO Sunday night. It's not just HBO. It's H Sunday night HBO. So.
That's
It,
right.
yeah, if you want something to watch with them and you're like, I want to spend quality time with you because that's what I like doing is quality time. Like, hey, I like quality time too, but I like quality time doing the sheets, you know what I'm saying? And then you can, then that would probably work out for you if you wanted to suggest it. It has that one lady in it.
Yep, I got her.
Okay.
She's
Lady.
older. She's a comedian, probably. She's from the
Sounds about
American
right.
Pie movies, maybe.
Oh, yeah. She's from the all those Christopher Guest movies too, where, you know, Best in Show and all the yes.
She's kind of older. She
Stifler's
speaks
mom. Stifler's mom.
funny. She's a really good actor, though.
Jennifer whatever something.
She makes you believe that she's an old lady. It's true. Shit, you know what? We've done a lot of stuff this week. I don't really need to talk about all of it, but I will say we've had a lot of things.
Yeah.
What did I do Monday? You guys remember?
Run.
We ran.
Yep.
Run push-ups,
Push-ups,
sit-ups.
did some pull-ups.
Well, yeah, that's
Those.
a given. No.
Well, hey man, I have a whole fucking chart. The other day, there's too many blisters though for me to chart.
God, there's
There
a
was
lot of
10
blisters.
blisters.
No, because the boys are home on vacation this week, so we've been doing shit every day with them. I don't remember what Monday
One.
was. Oh, Mall America. Mall America. We went to that SeaWorld thing. I never done that before. It was kind of fun. It was enjoyable. You know, I don't know if it was worth the like $70 it took to get in, but it was still fun. It's ridiculous how expensive stuff is. And then they got to run around and do some of the rides and stuff. I was a little sad that Adonis was scared of everything. Like, I don't know. He was sitting on this kid's ride with his friends and his brother, yeah. And they were laughing and having so much fun. Yeah, let's do it. Woohoo, woohoo. And I was teasing him, like, hey, get off that. And they were laughing. Ha, 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 ha. And then the lady says, okay. And she comes and checks the bar, and he's like, I got to get off. I got to fucking get off. I was like, okay. So he got off. And then he saw how it works. It goes up and down a little bit. And he's like, I want to do that. And they're like, fine. Amy goes back. She goes on with them. They're sitting down. Hey, let's do this. It's going to go off. It's going to go. I want to get off. I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, no.
And so the next one is the carousel. Now, a carousel is a pretty scary ride, right? I was like, I'm going to stand with him. I stood with him. He's on his thing. I made it fun in which he could pick out. And we're about to go, and he says, I want to get off. And I said... And I changed the subject and changed the subject again until it started. And I said, oh, I can't get off anymore. So,
right. Yeah.
And he was fine. He just, for some reason, freaks out at this stuff. I don't know why. Yeah. And Tuesday was poop in the pool day. That was fun.
Yeah,
Wednesday was yesterday. Went to Crystal Cave in Stillwater. That was less fun, but still okay. And then today was baseball game. Yeah.
Baseball.
Yeah, I didn't invite you guys. I don't think you guys really knew Tim's dad that much. He had his funeral today. I know you guys, you know Tim a little bit, but you probably never even met his dad. I've met him a lot, but I haven't probably talked to him since high school, which is a long ass time, right, if you think about it.
Yep.
Yeah, but he was one of the first persons I knew in my life that was in the military or had served in the military. And he was in the Marines, and you know how you never know exactly where your ideas come from? Like, I don't know subconsciously if that's planted a seed or anything. I have no idea. But who knows? It was always cool. He
inceptioned you.
Maybe. He was always into World War II. So whenever he'd always be watching a World War II show, and he always had propaganda, paraphernalia all over the place. You know, he had a bunch of Nazi skulls. A bunch of Nazi skulls in the closet, so...
Classic.
Yeah.
Classic Nazi skulls.
Yeah, and then tomorrow is they're going fishing with their grandpa. Amy has to pack for 10 hours. So that's my week.
Packing for 10 hours.
These words literally came out of her mouth. I'll have 10 hours tomorrow to pack. I hope I have enough time. Now, I understand. She's got to pack for a long time. It's like 7 days for the boys and herself. But I'm pretty sure I could pack the boys and myself in about 40 minutes.
Right.
But
yeah, because it's basically go like, okay, how much do I think I'm going to wear? Multiply it by like 2.5 per child. Boom. It's like how much, because they just get dirty way more.
And just
like me? Yeah.
And it's probably like I'm sure it's like a lodge area. I'm sure there's like a laundry on site if I really needed it, you know?
Or
throw it in the fucking pool and lay it on a rock. You're good to go.
Oh, yeah. I remember that was literally part of the packing process. So, like when we went to Europe, we're like, you know what? I'm only going to pack enough because I know I'm going to wash clothes halfway through because there's no reason to pack that much stuff.
And we did go to a laundromat, didn't we?
And we did go to a laundromat in Germany, and it was weird.
Yeah,
was...
I remember sitting there. I think Joe was eating something. I don't know.
Yeah. It was like 90 minutes.
He used to be around. He's not around no more.
Yeah, I know. Something happened to him, I think.
Yeah, he got cooler friends, I think.
Yeah, I know. It's all like posing and stuff like that. And you're like, haha. Dude, I'm like, dude, you're not. You're old now. And you're not young anymore.
I'm sorry. You're mistaken. He has managed to stay young. Like myself, we're fellow young spirits, and I want to make love to him is what I'm saying is.
Spirits? I don't know. Like, I just consume like the blood of things, and I will stay young forever.
If only it worked that way, it'd be great.
Right.
Anyway, have you guys been to Crystal Cave, Wisconsin?
Yes.
Kind of boring, honestly. Like we went down and did the cave, and it was kind of boring. I was kind of bored. They need something in the middle, like an interactive thing for kids to do, because you can't touch anything. It's all dark, so yeah. They need something else. They need something in there. I mean, they don't need it. They can do whatever the fuck they want. But they said, right. Hey, if you have any suggestions, I was like, I got one for you. And the teenager was like, I don't really care.
Yeah, were there, did you see the bats? Were the bats down there?
No, that's closed off. Like,
what?
Like 90% of their caves are closed off to tourists right now. And
that sucks.
And that's the way it will be going forward. They said, we stopped that in 2012 and we're never going to open those up again. I was like, all right, this is not that cool then. It's not that cool.
Why? Just like, because?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it was unsafe. Maybe it was dumb. Maybe people were doing dumb stuff. I don't know.
The only thing that I really liked about it is like, when they start talking about it, they're like, hey, it's like 68 degrees down here all the time. And I'm like, it's like beautiful. I would live down here constantly. If it's comfortable indoor weather, comfortable weather all the time, and I just have to be underground. And I'm like, no wonder Batman loves it. Yeah. He's just like, I got to be comfortable.
Me and Amy had a disagreement on the way there. She said something, I don't know. She's like, it's cold. We got to bring our sweatshirts. It's like, yeah, it's like 55 degrees. It's like always 55 degrees. And she's like, well, not in the winter. I'm like, no, in the winter, it's 55 degrees. That's yeah. It's cool. Yeah. It's always about that temperature. No, I'm like, yeah. And one of the things they literally said is, it is always 55 degrees in here.
Yeah, that's the best part. And then she go like, I'm sorry, Chris, that you were right.
Yeah, those words have never come out of Amy's mouth in her life. I think it was more the point of a glare. And
like, why are you taking care of these boys?
How much did you pay her to say that? I'm like, wait a minute, what?
So they released more D&D books and stuff like that, but yeah. Everyone's super excited because they think Dragonlance will be the next setting, because they are releasing Fizban's Treasury of Dragon, you know, their dragon book, and they're like, ooh, Fizban, that guy, that's a Dragonlance character.
Are they gonna have the Draconians or whatever they are in there? I always like that concept. They're like kind of dragon egg, like corrupted things that kind of dragons.
And then when you kill them, they explode.
Yeah, they explode.
Yeah,
that's one of my favorite things: exploding enemies.
And it's supposed to be a bestiary of all dragons types,
yeah,
layers,
like dragons and stuff. They're going to be in there, and a whole yeah. Okay. So I wouldn't be surprised if they have that.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised either. They had a bunch of like Bozak ones, and a bunch of different ones.
Yes. The ones that, like, you hit them, and there's a chance that, like, when they turn to stone, your weapon gets stuck in them.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, you just lost your fucking magic weapon. How's that feel? Yeah.
Well, that's cool. And, the Forgotten Realms set releases tomorrow for Magic, so I'll have cards to open on the way and characters to make. God damn, I gotta make characters for all those kids.
Well, how are you gonna be able to open a pack when you're driving?
I'm pretty sure Amy will drive. I'll forget my license somehow tomorrow.
Yeah, you'd be like, okay, I'm gonna put the boys up front, and I'm gonna just sit in the back and lay back.
What, we did it when we were fucking in the 70s. It's fine.
I remember just not wearing seatbelts a lot, because I would be like, oh, it's a long trip. Take your seatbelt off. He's like, hey, can I take my seatbelt off? Yeah, that's fine. You're fine. We're just driving straight.
We're on the highway. What could happen?
Yeah, exactly. So then you could like turn sideways and put your feet up on the seat and just kind of chill. I would always put like a pillow on my back so my back's up against the door and you'd just be chilling. So it's like, okay, cool. Now two people are sitting like against the doors and you could like read and stuff unless you got sick. But yeah.
Speaking of those cars, do you guys like car shows?
No, not really. I don't really care for cars.
Yeah, I don't really like car shows either, because they're not a lot like the car shows I see in Fast and the Furious. I would go to those, because those are more like car parties.
Yes.
I think in the last 10 years, I've been to maybe 2 car shows.
Sure.
And so far this year, I've been to 3.6. So I've been to my fair share of car shows this year. Not once have they had a Supernatural vehicle. Not once have they had a Fast and the Furious vehicle. One of them had kind of like a DeLorean, but it's still, you could tell it was not a real time traveling vehicle. So I got to tell you, but every time I go to one, they're like, good job keeping the young ones in it. We got to keep them coming. And I'm like, I'm not here for you. I'm not here for your cars. I'm here for any freebies you might have.
Right. And the big thing is like, if people didn't love those cars so much, like we would go more if Griff was like, Because he wants to touch him. He wants to look at him. He wants to sit him. He
Yeah.
wants to kill. And I'm like, and they're like, no, 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 don't touch this
Just
car. And
look.
you're like,
Just look.
yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, well, then fuck you, dude. We want to climb in the car. We want to see it. We want to, you know, you want us to looking at something doesn't really, I'm like, fucking cool. I can look at it if it's on the internet. I can look at a picture. It's,
yeah, it's
I want to touch it. I want to experience it.
It's neat to show them how cars used to look. Like, look, that car literally does not have seats. It's just benches.
Yeah.
And they're like, what? Why
yeah.
is that benches? I'm like, I don't know. That's where we did it.
When you turn corners, it's great. You slide to the outside.
Yeah, so I don't know. I think I could like car shows if they were more interesting and I cared more about cars. But anyway, my whole point of being, I've been to too many car shows this year and the summer is probably only half over. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I go to one. That's one too many. So,
yeah. And I've been to 3.6. That's more than one. And I don't, I should preface this with, I've never tried to go to a car show. I just end up there for some reason.
Oh, did someone say that you're going to go to Keith's house? You were like, yeah, I love Keith's house.
Oh,
it's awesome. And then you just show up at a car
show.
Show.
What?
Ah, man, you
You're
tricked me
here.
Again.
Yeah. All right. How you guys? You got anything else? I'm fucking thirsty as shit.
No, I gotta run to Taco Bell
no,
and get myself a few beers.
I'm not eating again tonight. No. I had the weirdest cheese curds at the stadium. They were good, but they were like the size of like tennis balls, maybe a little bit smaller than tennis balls. I've never seen cheese curds.
That's huge.
So, yeah, we had some cheese kind of things like that before. They were called cheese curds, and it was like a food truck or something. It was like, yeah, hey, cheese curds. I'm like, oh, who doesn't love fucking cheese curds? We got them. It was like four of them. I'm like, yeah, what the fuck are these? They're like not cheese curds.
I thought they were
and they
fine,
were like,
but
yes, they were fine. But I'm like, don't call them cheese curds. Call them something else, like fucking cheese balls.
Yeah, that's a better description. Cheese ball.
Right.
Yeah, they're fine, though. But the cheeseburger was good. It's better than I remember. I remember the cheeseburger being kind of shit. And I think because the one year we had season tickets, like, you could go down in the super area and get super cheeseburgers that were really good. And then after that, you started just getting, like, plain, normal, normie cheeseburgers. But
yeah.
I think I've lost my appetite for super cheeseburgers. Now I just have plain normie cheeseburgers, and they're perfectly fine.
So. Your classic cheeseburger guy now.
Yep.
No Marky Mark cheeseburgers, they're too fancy for you, man.
Still pretty good, I ain't gonna lie. But was that amazing? Was the burger, apparently? Have
yeah.
you guys had burger?
No.
I have not had burger.
I literally looked at that sign for a long time. I was like, okay, they got burgers. What the fuck is the name of this place? I know they got burgers. Oh, it's called burger. I just thought they had burgers. It was fine. It took too long to make it, but, you know, it was fine. I would have just as liked like an A&W burger or something. So.
What was it? Monday. I think it was Monday. Whatever the 20th was. Tuesday. Tuesday. We had food trucks. So basically, past work, they had like five food trucks come. So like Tesla and all the companies around, you know, had like their thing. These food truck people were not prepared by the volume of people. Like, they were fucking inundated, like, with so many people. And they're like, oh. And then all of a sudden, like, people are getting ready to order something. They, like, slap something. They're like, we're out of this. And people are like, And then, you know, like, a third of them would walk away. And it was just like, these guys, I know they made their money and brought but, yeah, they were.
What could have been if you would have brought a second truck or more goods.
Or more things. Or, yeah, like, yeah, like it was fun and it was cool, but
why don't
yeah,
they do that more often?
I don't know. I think it's going to become a thing because
it
it's like
yeah.
whatever. I don't know. They call it whatever their business. All the business groups in the area, like they all know each other now and stuff like that. So it's not hard. I mean,
yeah,
our road is just goes down to a fucking dead end.
Yeah.
So it's like it's not like we get a lot of traffic except for like business traffic that's coming into the road.
Yeah, because that like. That one at Fleet Farm Fleet Farm is like permanent now.
Yeah.
There's four of them there, but there's one that seems like it's permanent.
Yeah,
yeah,
the guy with the mini donuts.
Yeah.
Whatever, Fat Bill.
Yeah.
We've gone there so many times. It's like we just drive around and like, hey, man, can we get some mini donuts? I'm like, fuck yeah, man. I got $5, and I'm like, here you go. And he's like, man, these are the best. We've tried mini donuts everywhere, and it's like, it must just be because he's just a nice guy. So it's like, your mini donuts taste better than everyone's because you're nicer than everybody else.
Could be. Yeah, he's a nice guy.
Yeah. So.
All right, movie this weekend is Snake Eyes. I don't know. Maybe
Yeah,
we'll
what time
see
are
it.
you leaving?
We could see it just to spite Dave. I mean, I guess since he's a Snake Eyes aficionado.
I know. He is. He was the one. I just
Not
remember when we were
fair.
like, yes, woo,
Yeah,
thank God,
no, the trailer.
yeah.
As far as I can tell, the trailer's the whole movie. A lot of people are like, why are you wasting your time with this backstory?
Sounds like someone who wants to wait. Want us to wait for him to see Snake
No,
Eyes.
that's all right. Go ahead. Is it one of those that'll show up on HBO?
No.
Or is it going to be one of those that I might have to just watch a different way than theater?
It doesn't matter.
I have
I'm gonna spoil the shit out of him. Like, you don't understand. Somebody threw dice at him, and that's how he got his name. It
to. His name's
landed
Snake
Snake
Eyes.
Eyes. He's like,
It's
that's
like,
my
hey,
name.
I bet you that guy's Storm Shadow. And he's like, what? Storm Shadow, his mortal enemy?
No, that's racist.
So. Right.
All right, let's
Yep.
get out of
I'm
here.
good.
I'm
I'm good.
fucking thirsty as shit. Everybody have a good week. I'll be hopefully back next week if I could find an internet through a tree or splice it through vines or something. We'll figure out a way. All right, have a good night. Bye.
Yep. Bye.
Otherwise, if you don't figure it out, it'll just be the 2D show. So,
The double
if
D's.
you guys can figure out how to record it, that's cool.
Hey, I know how to record it. I've got the whole
Yeah.
shit. I've got all the program. I got whatever it's called. Your
Dave
fucking,
tried it
oh,
last
is
time.
it? Yeah, I recorded last time and it
I
worked out,
know.
right?
I remember you guys are now 0 for 3.
Yeah, it worked out all right.